I'm super excited to be here and share about God's goodness in my life. And unlike Kelly, I did not grow up in the church. I grew up with divorced parents, and I really had no exposure to Christianity or the church, except for the occasional, maybe once a year, my grandma on my dad's side would take me to church with her. From a very young age, I had a very strong attraction to rebellion and sin. It was like I was drawn to it. I was, from a very young age, very promiscuous, and all I cared about was myself having fun, and if you can imagine, that put me in horrible situations, which eventually led to me getting pregnant at 21, unmarried, and I was not even dating the guy. That time of my life was really hard, as you can probably imagine. By God's grace, I did have my son, and I started going through school. I was really trying hard to better myself and better my life circumstances, but I was very lonely, and so at that time, I had it in my mind to find a local church because I was really seeking that community, and it popped into my head. I guess that was God doing that for me. So I found a local church and started attending it on the weekends, and my life started to improve. I would walk into church feeling down about myself or because of my hard circumstances, and I would leave feeling great about myself. Eventually, I met my husband, and we continued to go to that church together, and I got pregnant with my second child, and we got married. I don't know if I said that. And then I got pregnant with my second child, and then that church had a mom's group, and I was invited to go. And in that group, you're assigned to a table of ladies, and you're given a mentor mom. And my mentor mom was the real deal. She is the real deal. I'm still very close to her. And she knew right away that I was not a Christian. She was very discerning. She could tell just based on the lack of fruit in my life and also the words that came out of my mouth that I was not following the Lord. And she was faithful and shared the gospel with me so many times over the course of 3 years, from about 2017 to 2020. And I was okay with my sin at the time. On the outside, my life got better, but on the inside, I still had the same sin that I had before. And I wasn't willing to give that up. So I was very much thanks but no thanks and fully rejected the gospel every time. But we all know what happened in 2020, and God used COVID in a big way in my life. At the time, I was a healthcare worker. I worked at Mission Hospital, and my third child was born, and I was on maternity leave. But a week after the world shut down, on March 25th, 2020, I had gone back to work, and I was terrified. This is when COVID was really scary. Still, we didn't know or have any information about it. And Mission Hospital was one of the first hospitals that had COVID patients that I had to go in and help. And I knew that I had to give up the control, that I really had no control. My sense of control was not real, and I had to give it up and turn to Him. So that night, God saved me. I realized I could no longer live for myself, and I put my trust in Him. So right away, my desire started to change. I had a growing desire to know God and read His word, and I was really hungry for it. So at that church that I had gone to for about 8 years at that point, I had a Bible. I was given a Bible, but I never actually read the Bible. So when I got saved and I started growing, I was given a new Bible because I couldn't find it, and I found it a couple years later when we were moving, very dusty. So that's an example of the really quick and radical transformation that God did in my life. It was like I could clearly see for the first time, and scripture that I was reading was starting to make sense. I was growing in my faith really rapidly, but at the same time, I was realizing that people around me that called themselves Christians and that I assumed were Christians because they attended a church or because that's what they said, had no fruit and possibly weren't saved. Especially hard was realizing that my husband was not saved. around that time, I also started going through Compass Bible Church's Partners Discipleship Program. And we left our previous church and started attending Compass. Things at home, though, were really rocky. I was left confused and heartbroken. I was now a Christian. Things shouldn't have been that hard in my mind. It felt like our marriage was on the rocks, and I was trying desperately to get Angelo to see his sin and need for a savior. Essentially, I was nagging him and trying to play the Holy Spirit. But by God's grace, I started attending Navigating Motherhood. That is a ministry for moms at Compass Bible Church Aliso Viejo, who you're, again, put at a table with women, and you have mentor moms that help you grow in the scriptures and in your faith. And God helped me open up and tell a trusted sister in Christ and also a mentor mom what was happening at home and all the struggles that I was having being a wife to my unsaved husband. She suggested that I attend biblical counseling through the church, but in my mind, I wasn't the problem and he was. I was resistant and honestly really prideful because I was already saved. Why would I need counseling? Thankfully, though, I listened to her advice and signed up for biblical counseling through Compass Bible Church. I want you to know that biblical counseling was the best thing that I could have done. In those rooms, I cried, I prayed, I opened my heart to see the truth in God's word and let scripture comfort and grow me in the most challenging moments of my life. My counselor took my hand and showed me how to use scripture to combat my wrong thinking. I realized I was seeking a life of comfort and ease now that I was a Christian, but that's not what we're promised. My counselor had me rooted in these verses from Ephesians 4, verse 21 through 24. Assuming that you have heard about him and were taught in him as the truth is in Jesus, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life and is corrupt through deceitful desires, and to be renewed in the spirit of your minds and put on the new self, created after the likeness of God in true righteousness and holiness. I learned that no matter what my circumstances were, my eternity was secure in Christ. I learned that I had to put off myself daily and put on the righteousness of God. The truth was in the scripture, not in my feelings and not in my circumstances. God was good before I ever walked into those rooms. Regardless of the outcome, he would have still been good. I had to come to terms that my husband might never be saved. I was willing to obey what scripture was teaching and trust him with the outcome. I'm super thankful that at the same time, God was doing a work in my husband. And it wasn't because of anything I told him or forced or nagged, but by God's grace alone, and he was eventually saved. Reflecting on God's goodness and character wasn't a one-and-done thing I had to do. Like you guys probably are, I'm emotional, and if you know me, I'm very emotional. I make plans and have desires that don't always become reality, but God is still good. Romans 8:28 says, And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good for those who are called according to his purpose. But see, it's not according to my good, but what God calls good. I'm reminded of his goodness daily by allowing scripture to do its thing and conform my thinking to God's thinking. You guys might be thinking, okay, Allie, but it all worked out. Your husband was saved. You guys joined a church plant. You served together. You moved to Texas. Things are going great. But I want you to know that hasn't been the case. And I've struggled to remind myself of this so many times over the last 2 years. Over the last 2 years, my husband and I have been struggling with infertility. And he has clearly said no to the struggle. Whew, okay. Despite failed procedures and being tempted to say yes when I've been pushed to do things that my convictions were not okay with, I fully believe that if God never answers that prayer the way I hope, he still has my good in mind. Every day I go back to that renewal of my mind through his word. I'm reminded that God is never late, his timing is perfect, and he's still worthy of my praise despite the outcome. God is good despite our circumstances. He is good. If that thing we want and desire never happens, he is still good. He has a plan that we can't see, but we can look at situations and reflect on the work that he's done and see the goodness and trust in our future hope. See, when I was at the deepest of my sadness in my circumstances, I was thinking about the here and the now, but my perspective had to shift to the then and the there. For the Christian, this life is not the best. We look to a future hope, and until we get there, we need to be in His Word, sisters, reminding us of the truth and bringing that renewal to our minds. I want to encourage you all today to stay rooted in Scripture. Even when your feelings and emotions don't match, the truth we can trust in God and what His Word says.